Oh, it is working. Okay, so in other words, this that it says here that you mechuyev to give a parent is al tekibud aveim. If they're poor, then it's tzedakah also. Okay. Now the reason it's considered tzedakah is because we paskin that you're not mechuyev to spend your own money on kibud aveim. You're mechuyev to do things for your parents, but you could spend. You could tell the father, "Oh, you're hungry? Give me the credit card. I'll buy you lunch." In other words, you're not mechuyev to pay for your father's kibud aveim. You're mechuyev to help them, but it's mishal av, not mishal ben. That's what we paskin. So therefore, it's considered tzedakah to help them if they need the money. That's what we paskin. Now, the father comes before and then your child. Now, what's considered an older child? It says over here that an older child is considered tzedakah. So the Shach says in Sif Katan Dalid, which is on the left hand column, it says She'enu Chayiv Ois Dalid, Da'ainu Shehem Yaseirim Al Sheish, over 6 years old. So that means halachically, the Gemara in Ksuvis, you're not mechuyev to pay and support your child once he's over 6 years old. They can fend for themselves, but you're not mechuyev to pay to support them. So therefore, if you're supporting your child and giving them food or whatever, if they're more than 6 years old, it's considered tzedakah. Okay. So according to that, once you're finished paying for diapers, pretty much, right? And you're a guy has a big family and he's buying $600 worth of groceries every week, you know, to put for chicken and supper and this, all that is considered tzedakah. Not only that, the Gemara in Kesuvah says that ezehu ha'ais tzedakah b'chol eis, who's considered someone that's constantly doing tzedakah, is someone who has children. Because if you have children, you're always doing tzedakah. So that's what the Mechaber here is saying, is that the highest level of tzedakah, besides giving a parent, is giving one's own children. So, Lamaisa, what would that mean to say? Is that according to that, it should come out that, before we get to the next level of Kedima, but this first level of Kedima, which is Mibsarcha al Tis'alim, you have to take care of your family first, means you have to take care of your parents and your children. So according to that, it's definitely considered tzedakah. Now, someone brought up the issue, there's a confusion a little bit between the distinction between tzedakah and ma'aser. There's tzedakah and there's ma'aser. Not everything which is tzedakah necessarily is ma'aser. Let's say a person makes a neder. I'm going to give this much tzedakah, or whatever. And then they make money, and they mafresh ma'aser. Lav dafka, they can use that ma'aser for tzedakah, because you're mechuyev to do it anyway. Or for example, let's say matanas lav yoinim on Purim. You're mechuyev to give the matanas lav yoinim, so you can't use ma'aser money to give the matanas lav yoinim. So this tzedakah, that avad is considered tzedakah, to give your little children food. That's what Gemara says.
But you're
mechuyev
to give tzedakah.
What?
You're mechuyev to give tzedakah anyway.
Right. Yeah, but not to anything specific. This chiyuv to give your children.
Yeah, but there is a chiyuv mutl on you anyway, so why can't you use ma'aser?
Because that's a good point. Because the ma'aser money is miyuchad for tzedakah. You say so. This is also tzedakah. Okay. So look at the taz. So on the next page, there's in Reish Mem Tes in Hilchos Tzedakah. On the next page, so the taz over there says is that ma'aser money, you can't use ma'aser for something you're mechuyev to do. So for example, you can't use your ma'aser money to buy a lulav. Even if you hold, you can use your ma'aser money to buy extra mitzvahs, but you can't use your ma'aser money to buy a lulav. So the taz says why? If you look at the taz where it's on the left hand side. No, I don't know where it is. It's actually whatever. On the Taz, it says mikri ze peirea choy v'minat tzedakah. There's a concept that you can't be peirea your own choy. You can't pay up your something you owe with tzedakah. Teida, I'll bring you a proof. Dagam b'mash adam zon banav aktanim. I'm reading a parak nairish in the spatzasa. If a person gives their own children food, davi bechalal oisit tzedakah b'cholis. It's considered constant tzedakah. However, nevertheless, b'chisaka daitach shiyoti adam meiser shalolaz and banav aktanim. But you can't use meiser for it. So even though it's tzedakah, but you can't use meiser. Azoy zok the Taz. So the Taz paskins that avad it's givaldik, it's a big madriga, and you're constantly doing tzedakah and all that, and you should give them and help them, and you shouldn't ignore your children and tzedakah. But it's not ma'aser. You can't use your ma'aser money.
You don't have to be parade for them more than you should.
It's pretax, right? It's not. You can't use it for them. Now, however. Okay. What?
After six, you go to use your
I'm talking about after six. Before six, for sure you have to. But even after six, that it's considered tzedakah. Before six is not tzedakah.
Right.
Before six, you have to. After six, it's tzedakah, but it's not meiser.
Right.
Okay? So this is what the Taz passing is. The Shach, however, if you look at the Shach, which is on the other side of the page, the Shach says, if you look in the Marami, Rutenberg, Tfus Prague, Kosav, Ulafazar Maestroys of La'anim, Bonov is the Girsa, Hagdoilim, She'enu Chayv Latapal Bohem, since you're not Mukhoyev, Mutter, Da'afilu La'aviv, Mutter Lasses, Imu Anim, Shum Kavod Aviv. So even your parents, you can give Meiser money, even a child. So according to this, according to the Shach, a person is allowed to use their Meiser money to support their own family. Now according to this, basically, most people, most tzedakas would be out of luck at this point. Because most people, if they would use all their Meiser money for their own groceries and their own expenses, so there would be no tzedakah left for anybody else. But this is what the Shach Paskins and the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, which is the next page, he says, the Chafetz Chaim Paskins, v'afilu, where it's underlined, l'bonav ha'gdoilim she'enu chayv l'tapol b'hem, yochol litin lehem ma'asroysav, d'kivin she'en lehem mishal atzmam, even if you don't have to use your Meiser, but you're allowed. So the Chafetz Chaim Paskin is like the Shach, that you're allowed to use your Meiser money for your own children's needs.
Right.
Okay, but no one leave the shir yet, please. So this is the Chafetz Chaim, the Shach, the Taz. They all paskin this way.
Not the Taz.
No, right. I'm sorry. The Shach.
He says don't use Meiser.
Oversight. Yeah.
Shach and Chafetz Chaim.
The Shach and the Chafetz Chaim. Now the Birkei Yosef.
It's Maser. It's not Tzedakah.
No, it's definitely Tzedakah. Now the Birkei Yosef is in the next page. The Birkei Yosef is the Chida. So the Birkei Yosef brings that this is not poshut at all. It's actually a machloikis. So the Birkei Yosef says like this: Vegam harav chavas yoyer. He brings the chavas yoyer. The Birkei Yosef is the next page. Where it's underlined, he says, "Kasav the mazon bon of haktanim umisim ainu yochal lasas d'mi d'mei ma'aser." So the Chavetz Yoyer argues on the shach, and then he brings the Taz, and then he says, where it's underlined with the arrow, "Mikomoka mishtei tainus acheres lav shaper avdi." Really, there's two problems with this shach that says you could use your ma'aser money for your children. Number one is. Very interesting taina. Chada, dehain, lui yakidvarim. Let's say you could use your meiser. The bezem moitzim tfei mi meiser. Mikomakom yesh mitzvah v'soid v'hafrashas ha-meiser. V'chol shem yodol ha-hafrish v'achak echloitzi tzorach l'daklik b'davar. So he says, first of all, either way, you can't just say, well, obviously, look at my income. I make $100,000 a year. I definitely pay more than $10,000 a year in groceries. I'm done. I don't have to worry about meiser. Don't worry about stock or nothing. So he says, first of all, there's an in, you have to be mafrish. This is a halacha. The Chafetz Chaim is very makpid on this, and Avos Chesed, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in Derech Emunah. They have to be mafresh the meiser. I mean, you have to separate it. You have a separate account, and you separate the meiser. As a matter of fact, the Chafetz Chaim says that if someone's going to separate 20%, which is chaimish, he should really separate 2 times 10, because it's meiser and double meiser. So don't just do 20, you should like do 2 times 10%. The Chafetz Chaim is very machmer on the hafrasha itself, separating the meiser itself. So says the Birkei Yosef. So first of all, even if you want to paskin like the Shach and the Chafetz Chaim, that you're allowed to use meiser money, but you should still be mafresh it, put it into a separate account, and then use it for yourself, because it's meiser. But don't just ignore meiser because you made a cheshbon in your expenses that 10% of my expenses is for my kids. No, you got to actually be mafresh it, put it into a separate account, and now you want to go and have a check, write checks from that account to Publix. Okay, but you have to be mafresh the meiser. That's the first thing that Birkei Yosef says. The second time he says v'su the kosva poiskim the chol mitzvah shlohaya yecholas biyadoi v'lohaya mekayim a mitzvah oisa oisa mimois meiser v'hoch. He says you can only use Meiser money for something you would not have done anyway. Let's say every year you buy Maftar Yoyna for yourself or someone else, but you buy it. Okay, this year it's getting tough and you want to use your Meiser money for it. Lav Dafka, you could do that. Because you do it, it's something you would have done anyway. You do it all the time anyway. Okay, something you do anyway, you can't use your Meiser. That's his taina. Oh, so Dr. Birkei Yosef, that's his taina. Dr. Birkei Yosef that hudava muchroch la'asoysoy imitzar ahavosoy ukerachim of, because you're a merachim. Let's say there would be no sugya of meiser, you would still go to Publix and buy food for your kids. So how can you not go use your meiser for that? If imitzar aim habanim beishtoy amru, your wife's not letting you get away with that.
You may at some point in time want to buy, you can use that. You're saying you can't use the meiser on something that you may
have done anyway.
Yeah, but
no, Lamarshall, let's say a raffle ticket. Okay? So this is a good gather. If the Red Cross would come and say, I'm selling a raffle ticket to win $1,000, whatever, so I won't buy it.
Right.
Right? But if a girl comes out, or a yeshiva, or whatever, I'll buy it. Why? I wouldn't do it. But if you would buy it anyway, hey, there's good chances to win, so maybe you can't use Meiser. Okay? So that's the point with this. So if you would support your children anyway, or your wife would make you support your children anyway, so therefore he says that's another reason why you can't use Meiser. So this is the Birki Yosef's argument.
So the same thing would be true, let's say, with your brother.
In a chanami.
So if your brother was lacking money.
Yeah, but if your brother was lacking money and you don't have money either for him, you wouldn't give him if you couldn't use Meiser, maybe. So you'll tell him, maybe I'll take it off next year's cheshbon. I don't know what you would do. In a chanami.
Let's say you always buy time after Yonah with Meiser. Let's say you the chachil.
Okay, so then in a chanami, you wouldn't do it without Meiser. Without, so then you could use Meiser.
So you don't want something that you would do without Meiser?
Yeah. Right.
But the Taz knows this cheshbon. What is he holding?
Okay, so this is the Birki Yosef's argument. I don't know what the Taz held about it. You're right. Right here. Okay. Now, so we have a machloikis over here. We have the Taz saying that you can't use it, but usually we pass going with the Shach versus the Taz. And we have a Chofetz Chaim going with the Shach. But we have the Birki Yosef, the Chidah, which is saying a very good Taina over here against the Shach and going with the Taz. So who do we go with? So there's two reasons to paskin that you cannot use your Meiser to feed your children. One is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Meiser after everybody, and the Aruch HaShulchan often we go with his Minhagim. And the Aruch HaShulchan says in the next page, where it's there's an arrow there, where it's box. Even though the Gemara says that avada, the Gemara says that it's considered tzedakah to give your children money, it's not really tzedakah. It's a drasha that it's considered tzedakah. It's a high madrega, but it's avada, not really tzedakah. No one's ever going to get money. Even your grandchildren nearly he says, "Aval, if you bring in a yosim into your house, that yes, okay." But your children, your grandchildren, it's not tzedakah. So the Aruch HaShulchan argues on the whole thing. He says it's lav dafka. It's not really tzedakah.
Up until now, we
admitted it was tzedakah, but the machlokes was about meiser. The Aruch HaShulchan takes out the whole thing. He says it's lav dafka the Gemara. It's not really tzedakah. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's taina. Now, the last thing on that is there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe.
When he said about the yosom, meaning Mary, bring her.
No. Meaning, let's say there's an orphan doesn't have a house, and you bring them a 5-year old or a 7-year old orphan, and you bring them into your house,
and then you
raise them.
Right.
What?
A person adopts a child.
Yeah, same thing, I would say.
No. The same thing you might have a fee.
I don't know about that, I hear. Meaning, why did he adopt the child? It depends why he adopted him. If he adopted the child because the child needed a place, or he adopted the child because he wants a child.
It's different. Now you put yourself in a chov. You put yourself in a chov now. You have your mechuyev now to raise that kid, whichever.
Meaning legally.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so maybe we'll see according to Ramesha what's going on. Ramesha comes along, and Ramesha says a new svara. That Ramesha can do, and it's a chiddush. He says, the Gemara says that the age is 6 years old. Where did the Gemara get that age from?
Right.
Where did the Gemara get age 6 from? So says Ramesha, that apparently was the age that they would start being a little bit independent. But Zokter Moshe, okay, in the Tshuva, Igros Moshe, Lachain Nir Lani Azdaiti, it's the first page of the Tshuva, Reish Pei Gimel on top, it's the bottom column. He says, Sheikha Shaheim Dara Yachad in Banel. His question over here is, how much do you have to give your wife, in a case of a divorce, what's the chiv of child support? Because so you're going to say that you're mechuyev to support the wife. Okay, but maybe she's guva not mechuyev to support the children if they're over 6. So the question is, halachically, is a chiv of child support for the wife, to give the wife. So Dr. Moshe, he says, av shem yoisim yishesh. Even if they're more than 6, v'rotzen ha'av, v'av shem g'doylem kol zman she'ein ha'derech, she'bonim ke'elu yelchu la'avirach lafarnes atzman. If it's not the normal derech for them to go make their own money, she yischayv ha'av lozun gam oisam, midin mezoneis ishtoi. That he is mechuyev at supporting his wife to support the children as well, even if they're over 6. The Gemara says, I'm not sure what that is. av kavam etzlav ina yochel lemer shetiach zoris. You're going to say, I'm not going to support you for your child support because I want you to be mean to the children. It's like achzarius almost. You can't mechayev your wife to do that. Therefore, nowadays, ufifrat b'midinaseinu shedarim kulam yachan chay v'av b'mezoyna izbonov u'b'noisav af agdoilin mitzadchi b'mezoyna izshalom ad shiyek if yadar shalchem l'arviach. And he says, even if you're married, if you're married, so you're mechuyev to support your wife. Since your wife is going to want to support the children, you're mechuyev to support the children as well. And if the derech is, which is pretty much the derech nowadays, that children are not considered independent until they get married, so Ramosha says you're mechuyev to kozman that you're mechuyev in the zaynus of your wife. You're mechuyev to support your children as well. Even if they're older, even if they're old, as long as they're not married. Therefore, says Ramosha, the whole discussion we had till now was not negeya. The whole question we had till now was with the assumption that you're not mechuyev until past six. And therefore, the shaila was, is it stuck? Is it meiser? Zokta Ramosha, nowadays, the age is not six anymore. See, Ramosha is saying the biggest chiddush out of everybody. Because Ramosha is basically saying that the Gemara is not negeya. He changes the Gemara. The Gemara says six, and it doesn't mean six anymore. So it's a big chiddush. So he says, "Memela ein yochel lezoina mikesef hamaiser shehu kechoyv sheino yochel lefroya mehamaiser." It's like a choyv. V'dina dehashach, I the shach, v'zman hazeh u'befrat minazin who dafka kishen gedolim kol kach sheaderech sheyelchu laaviach lefarnas atzmon. According to us nowadays, the shach who says you could use maaser money to support your children would only be talking about married children. So Ramosha says the derech is kaveya what you're mechuyev in. If you're mechuyev in if the derech is to support children until they're married,
That's
considered your chiyuv.
Not ma'aser then.
And therefore it's not ma'aser. So I think that the minhag ha'olam is to go with Ramosha.
What about going to yeshiva?
Yeah, that's tuition. That's something else. That's a separate child altogether.
Okay.
I don't want to get involved in that. I'm talking about actually supporting the child.
So like food,
you
want to
talking about paying for college and paying for yeshiva.
Like food, clothes,
supporting
house,
supporting the child.
Yes.
Not meiser.
Playgroup.
Farm.
What?
That may not be food.
I don't want to believe in that.
Over and above.
You're not mechuyev in that. So maybe, but that's a separate kasha. I don't know if you could use maaser for svarim, even.
When they were first bringing like kailim and whatnot to Eretz Yisrael, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, and someone would take upon themselves, I'm going to fund the whole project,
right?
After they're there, you've got 30 people living in the middle of nowhere with Arabs around them. You're chayv to support them. You took it upon yourself. You have a chiyuv now to support them. But you start at the beginning.
No, but the Chassam Sofer says is that if you made the neder, I'll ask to use ma'aser, then that's fine.
Okay, so you made it tonight at the beginning. So what if you say, I'm going to get married, and God willing, I'm going to have kids, but the whole thing...
No, but this is not your chiyuv. This is placed on your memela, this chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv you put on yourself. You can make a tanai on it. Who are you to make a tanai on that? That's the derech ha'olam, is to support your children until they're married. Okay? What? We're not even going there. No, l'chayra supporting a child in koilo is ma'aser. Because the derech ha'olam is, bichlal, in the society, is that once a child's married, that they're independent. So if a child is going to be in koilo, and the parent is helping them financially, that l'chayra is ma'aser. Unless the Chasam Sofer were there, we discussed a couple weeks ago, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, that if, let's say the guy was poor, and he had no ma'aser, and the mechutin was mechayiv him, this is what you got to support, and he figured he'll come up with the money, and then later he gets income, and now he has ma'aser. So the Chasam Sofer says, maybe there you can't use your ma'aser anymore, because you already became mechuyev. Before you had the havamina, you would have enough ma'aser to do that. So he says, there maybe, that's since you mechayiv yourself before you knew you would be able to pay it, for ma'aser, then maybe not. Okay? So the ma'aser, the psak is, according to this Ramosha, that we do not use our ma'aser money to support your own family, unless it's beyond the age at your mechuyev. But stam, your groceries and thing, now if a person mamish can't make his own, he can't afford it, the pasha can't afford ma'aser otherwise, he can't afford the ma'aser, then that's a different story. That's really what it says over here, your own parnasa comes first. So we have to see how to play that out.
Your mommy should be mafresh.
So either way, right, so pasha, yeah, we'll see, you can be mafresh and then borrow it or use it or whatever. Okay, now Okay, so that's the inyan of children. Now, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'loy oid." Going back to the first page of the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch said, "So you're supposed to give your children." V'loy oid, elish etzarech lahakdimam la'achem. And this is the famous thing people always say over that there's a chiyuv kedima. First comes relatives, so it's a parent, a child. By the way, the Pesach Tshuva says, and then it goes your brother,
and then relatives.
So the Pesach Tshuva brings down, by the way, that the husband's relatives come before the wife's relatives.
Explain that to your wife when you go home.
Just agav. That's because why? Because it's mibsarcha altis alim.
Right.
So that's a share basar. Your relatives are related from basar.
Right.
Your wife's relatives are not basarcha. So therefore, he says the Pesach Tshuva that why husband's relatives come first. Then he says v'loy oid ela shetzarch lahakdimam la'acherim v'afilu enoy b'noy v'loy aviv ela kroiva any relative tzarch lahakdimam l'chol adam v'achiv me aviv kodim l'achiv me imay v'aniye beisoy kodim l'aniye iroy v'aniye iroy kodim l'aniye iroy acheres. Okay, so there's that you're once you're out of your family, now you're dealing with the rest of the world. How do you divide up the tzedakah? So aniye iroch come first, and then after that yoshvei eretz yisrael kodim l'yoshvei chutz la'aretz, and then comes Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, what's considered Ani Ayircha? The Rama says Akvuim Beir Kruim Ani Ayir Veim Kodim Ani Ayachem Raboyim L'Sham. You know, Ani Ayircha is even considered as long as they live there. But if someone comes from the outside, and tries to and collects money here, that's not called Ani Ayircha, because there were some Rishonim that held that what it means Ani Ayircha is Kodim Ani Ayir Acheres is only if that you're sending the money to Ani Ayir Acheres. But if they're coming here to collect, then they're called an Iircha.
So
an Iircha comes first. That's what. Now, what about an Iircha who's an Amoretz?
Versus
an Iircha, which is an Amachacham. An Amoretz doesn't know. He doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't learn. An Amoretz is an Amoretz. He's not a Rasha. Yeah, he's not a Rasha, but he's an Amoretz. Versus an Amachacham. So Zok the Pesach Tshuva, still an Iircha comes first. Even though he's an Amar. Okay. Now, the question is let's say you have a big rich gvir. He made a big self-made man, and all of his relatives are poor. So what's going to happen? He's just going to support his relatives, and the rest of the Klal Yisrael is not going to get anything from this guy, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan asks, I don't understand. Every rich guy has poor relatives. So how's this stam ani going to ever make it? Who is he going to collect money from? If you're going to tell me that your relatives come first, so what about a poor guy that doesn't have rich relatives? He's done. Because every person is going to give the money to the rich to their poor relatives. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you go back to the last page, the second to last page.
Now here's the problem. It's Kedima. Now because we're going to feel bad for the other Niyam.
No, so it doesn't make sense. He's asking, it doesn't make sense to Hilchus Kedima over here. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, where it's underlined, he says, Kashali Tuva. I have a big problem over here. The im noimar dvarim kipshuton. If it's going to take it literally, the elu koydmin laelu, the elu laelu, that kavana, that what that means is she'ain tzarich liting klal lemadrega shacharzeh. That you don't have to give to anyone below that level. So your father comes first. He needs money. You give it to your father. Next, your child needs it. You give it to your child. Anyone the next level doesn't get anything. Well, if he's there, who dover yadua shalachol asher yesh harper kroyvim aniim v'koshkin lebal bayis shat stalker shlem wetes v'kain lefizeh. According to that, oisam haaniim she'ain lam kroyvim asherim. Yamusu barav eich ef shaloi marken. It doesn't make sense that should be what the Torah wants. Lachin nira lani as daiti debir advarim kachim. What it means is the following: the bavadai kol bal bayis veosher hanoisin stakam uchriv liten chelik laniim arachoykim ela de lekroivav yiten yoiser mlusheina kroivav. So lachin kulam b'madrega zuv v'gam bezeh shekasut v'nasad gadol. So he says what it means is that you should give more in the order of the kedima than to the people further away, but a vada you have to give to everybody. So if you have $100, so you should give $30 to your child, and $20 to your brother, and $15 to Niya Yircha, and $10 to Niya Yircheres, and $10 and $5 to Yerushalayim, to whatever, and then you'll divide up all your money.
Even if they need more and they're asking for.
Right, but you still have mechuyev to give to everyone that you know is going to be asking, or is asking you, or whatever. So the kedima is in the amount, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't give a specific ratio,
right,
but it's in the amount. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns it. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a milsa de mistaver. You don't tell anyone no, But you say, listen, I'm overburdened. I'm overburdened with ani ayircha. There's a lot of tzrachim here. You're coming from my tzolt gishmak. But my say, your city comes first. As of now, we'll see what time is it. We'll see next week if where Aniyah Eretz Yisrael come in. But L'maisa, the Aniyah Ircha comes first, and therefore the says Aruch HaShulchan that you can give them a little bit, but the prime, you know, should give more to Aniyah Ircha. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Seder Kedima, which is a Milsa de Mestaver, because his kasha is a very big kasha otherwise. I mean, what's going to be? Everything's going to be, go to one or two people. Now, there's one exception, says the Chasam Sofer, in the Pesach Chuvah he brings down, a parent. That if a person's parent has no money, you should give all your tzedakah to the parent before giving anybody else. So that's even more than a child. Now, as a child, you shouldn't give all your tzedakah to your children rather before other anim. You should save some for other people. But a parent who needs the money, you should give all tzedakah money to the parent before you give it to anybody else. Azay zak the Chasam Sofer. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because you have a double chiv to the parent. You also have kibud aveim. Now, even though we pass him mishal av and not mishal ben, so you're not really mechuyv to pay your own money. You're not mechuyv, but he says there is a man da omer that mishal ben you are mechuyv, and therefore it's a kiyum mitzvah, so you should give.
Is that split amongst the children? So you have a parent's three kids. You have a parent's three kids. So I have to give. You have to give all.
Yeah. So they say that what it means is that you should go feed the madrigas. So if the child has five kids, if a parent has five kids, and one of them has more money than the other one, proportionally they should support the parent more than the other four. In a Hanami. Now, there's when there was a Rav here, he said over a Psak, just Agav, on this Indian of Mishal Av, very interesting Psak. Nothing to do with this, but it's interesting once we're on the topic. He said, Rabbi Yashiv was asked to Shaila that there was a guy, he was in a faraway place, he went on business far away, he was Toich Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent. He was within the Avelus period for his parent, and he was in a faraway place. There was no minyan there. Now, halachically, not mukhik to travel more than 18 minutes to go to a minyan. But he wanted to say Kaddish, and the closest minyan for Kaddish was an hour away. So he wanted to pay a taxi to go take him to the minyan, but it was going to cost him there, back $200. So the shayla was, can you take the $200 from Meiser? So the shayla was, can you take the $200 from Meiser to go to pay for the, or he's mechuyev, and Meiser has to say Kaddish for his parents, whatever. So Rabbi Yashiv said like this. He said, what's the pshat that you say Kaddish for a parent, for Yud Beis Chodesh? You don't say Kaddish for a brother. Well, you say Kaddish for a parent. It's kibbutz. So kibbutz, who's mechuyev to pay for it? The father. Now, you want to go ask your father for the money. He's not around, right? So really, you're not mechuyev to do that. So teretz, you're doing kibud av, but you're not mechuyev because it's mishal av, not mishal ben. You're not mechuyev to spend your own money for kibud av. Memela, you're allowed to take it from Meiser, because like it says over here, is that the kibud av mishal ben, you're not mechuyev. Now, if you can't afford it, avad, if you could afford it, it's better not to use your Meiser. But if you can't afford it, then you could use your Meiser money to do kibud av, and this goes into saying kaddish for parents. It's considered kibud av, and you're allowed to use your Meiser money in that scenario. So interesting.
What is
interesting.
What if the av left a nafla?
Yeah. In general, yeah.
What percentage?
All tzedakah
is meiser, but not all meiser.
Well, we're saying like this: supporting your little children maybe is not meiser. Depends.
It depends how
mechuyev you are and not mechuyev you are. Usually you could use your meiser money for tzedakah. Yeah. Generally speaking, you could use your Meiser money for tzedakah. The Chafetz Chaim says is that you should rather give it to tzedakah that also supports Torah, because Meiser is primarily for Torah learning. So therefore he says you should find aniyim that are going to be learning Torah, and that way you're doing both. You're giving tzedakah and supporting learning with your Meiser. But you should be supporting learning with your Meiser. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Okay, so next week we'll talk about this thing that people say. You hear a lot of times people talk about how aniyah Yerushalayim is like aniyah Eretz, is like aniyah Yerucha. Aniyah Eretz Yisrael is like Aniyah Ircha. So in the Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that. So the question is, where did that come from? Is there any source to that? And then we'll talk about someone that can't afford Meiser, Tzedakah. Can they use the Meiser for themselves? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.